Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then you hear of a celebrity or a physician or a nurse saying they don't shower. And some of you have asked about this doctor. I think his name is Dr. Hamblin, who says he hasn't taken a shower in 5 years. 5 years hasn't taken a shower. And he's a doctor. So when it's a doctor, you're like, wait a second, what am I doing wrong? And I live in southern Nevada, where we're getting fined left and right for water overuse, because I'm a big shower taker. I just love taking my showers. And I use my showers not so much to be clean, but it just, the muscles feel better. I sound better in the shower. I sing a better song. The cat or the dog climbs on me. They leave sediment. I want to wash it off. So how often should you shower? So here we are in the 2023s, and we are washing every day, and we're pretty religious about it. I shower probably 2-3 times a day, because in the morning it wakes me up. In the afternoon, I would come home from seeing patients, or if I felt like I was exposed to something, I would take a shower. Now, this could all be superstition, but I felt that if I hydrated and took a shower, I would get sick less. And I did. So I staved off getting sick from my patients. I never got MRSA, never got TB, and I credit coming home, stripping down, getting into the shower, singing a couple songs, winning a Grammy. I'll win a Grammy. Yeah. I'll also win an Oscar playing opposite Viggo Mortensen in the next, series of Lord of the Rings. And then after I win all my awards, I get out of the shower. And then at night, before I go to bed, I don't need to take melatonin or, as much sleeping aids as other people, because I take a hot shower and then it relaxes the muscle. The problem is our bodies have defense mechanisms that we could be washing off. And some of us are washing too much. Now, I used to wash my hair every day until a hairdresser said, stop it. Why are you washing your hair every day? I go, well, do you see my hair? I'm just praying that maybe my hair will look better with a new set of water. I don't know. And she's like, your hair is getting dry. Your scalp is getting dry. Let the oils, the natural oils, come into play. The problem is, when I would do my 36-hour call, my guy residents would give us girls crap about how our hair looked greasy after 36 hours. And I'm like, well, I can't take a shower on call. We're too busy. I mean, I'd like to, but, I don't know if we have a Porky's scenario here, so I don't really shower in other places. I don't shower at the gym. I only shower at home. But if 36 hours make us women look like our hair is greasy, then I'm like, well, I'm going to wash it then all the time. And a lot of hairdressers are like, stop it. Let your natural oils protect your scalp. Wash it every other day. Wash it every third day. And so I know there's stars who'll get a blowout, and the blowout will be so good, they'll wait a week. They'll go a week without washing their hair. Now, I can't do that because I got cats and dogs, and, the cats jump on bed, and then they sit there and use my hair as dental floss, or I don't know what the hell they do. But maybe we are washing too much. For me, I'm not giving up my showers because I love the hot water. I love how it feels. I love, it also wakes me up. When I get tired between 2 and 5, I want to take a nap. So if I got a lot of work to do, I'll jump in the shower, heat up, and then I'm energized. I got to stop that because we're on water restrictions, but that's okay. I just won't flush the toilet for a couple days as long as I pee. But maybe we need to rethink about washing so rigorously. We have bacteria on our skin. And the reason why we have bacteria on our skin and we have a normal flora is to prevent other bacteria from taking over. Now, my issue, though, is if you sweat, you need to wash that off. Sweat causes acne. Sweat captures dirt. So for me, you know, I work out every day. So I'm not going to not shower. So it's interesting how there's this kind of debate on either not showering at all and just throwing on deodorant or showering. I mean, any of us women who had periods, man, we were in the shower a lot. And if you sharted, please shower. So I'm of the mindset that there's also the mental aspect of showering. For me, I need to feel clean. I just do. And I need to, now I told you guys, after you work out, finish your sweat. The sweating part of working out burns a lot of calories. Don't just get out of the gym and go straight to the shower. Finish your sweat. Drink some water. Let your body cool down because there's a lot of metabolism that happens during that time and calorie burning. And then wash off. But I really think you have to wash off sweat. I really think you have to wash off dirt. I think you've got to wash off pollution. I think you have to wash off the poo-poo powder that the cats track across you in the middle of the night. I think, for me, showering was more protective, but it's different strokes for different folks. For some of you, you might be washing too much. If you have eczema, if you have dry skin, if your skin is irritated, maybe you shouldn't be washing. And the other thing, too, is there's a difference between showering and using tons of fragrance soap and products. I don't think we should be lathering up with all these products that could have BPA or endocrine disruptors. You know, oftentimes you just need to use soap in the privates, under the arms, behind the ear. Please get behind the ear, neck, certain areas, you know, and then lightly in other areas. But you don't necessarily need to do a Silkwood scrub down, and you don't have to be using chemical-laden soaps. You could try baby soap, things like that. So I can't say how often you should shower. I think as often as you get dirty, but I gotta tell you, we do get dirty every day. So I'm still for the daily showers. Washing your hair doesn't have to be daily. Unless, of course, it gets dirty. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a question a lot of people have is, did I make a mistake getting the COVID-19 vaccine? And as every day progresses, more people are getting a little ticked off and having vaccine remorse. And I get it. I got the vaccine. I also got the bivalent booster. Not a day goes by when I don't second guess and go, should I have not done that? But then also a day goes by when I don't kick myself for not protecting myself from getting the stupid flipping virus I don't even trust. And I, that happens because something will be different about me that I didn't have prior to COVID. And I'm like, damn COVID, but I can't say what I really say on air. And so my prediction, as was predicted since day one, is that as more information comes out about the vaccine, we're going to have more people regretting that they got it. We're also going to have, as more people get COVID, regretting that they got COVID to begin with. So it makes it very difficult for me as a physician to guide you to not get it or get it. It was easier before because you'd lose your license. CDC wants people to get the vaccines. You speak out against the vaccines, you lose your license. You're not in a position to give advice. Now, though, after years of us saying, please let us speak, please let us be scientists and question the science. You're allowed to question the science. That's what we've all done since the dawn of time. If not, we'd still think the earth was flat. Let us question the science so we do better. Well, now there's been a headline that's circulating saying that this new Omicron subvariant, XBB.1.5, is more likely to infect those who are vaccinated. Now, this could be read a couple different ways. It could mean that if you were vaccinated, you're more vulnerable to the virus, or it could be read the majority of people are vaccinated, or the majority of people have had COVID. So the numbers of people that have this new XBB.1.5 strain, coincidentally, the majority of them are vaccinated. So it could be taken two different ways. Now, the New York City Health Department, said that the Omicron subvariant XBB.1.5 accounts for 73% of all sequenced COVID-19 cases. XBB.1.5 is the most transmissible form of it that we know to date, and it's more likely to infect people who have been vaccinated or already had COVID-19. They are still recommending people get vaccinated against the virus, including receiving an updated booster shot, saying it's the best way to protect against hospitalization and death. Now, according to the CDC, nationwide, this XBB.1.5 is accounting for 43% of cases. In the first week of January, it was 30% of cases. And XBB.1.5 is an offshoot of XBB. XBB was first detected in October, which is of the Omicron lineage. So it is a subvariant. Now, the World Health Organization warned earlier this week that it could lead to increased numbers of cases. We're already seeing China grapple with a bunch of cases. But what about this concept of if you were vaccinated, could you be at higher risk? Now, day one, when the vaccines were rolled out at the end of 2020, early 2021, we asked, will this mess with our immune system? Will getting a vaccine affect our immune system and prevent it from fighting COVID? And doctors were mixed. Some doctors said yes, that the vaccine will hijack the whole immune system and it'll prevent your normal immune system from doing what it needs to do. Others said, no, wait, can't. You have millions and millions of antibodies. You have T-cell mediated immunity, humoral immunity. You have all different types of immunity. And the mRNA vaccine makes some spike proteins, helps your immune system learn the spike proteins. You could learn other spike proteins, no dice. I think it's in between. I can't stand the extremes. I think it's in between. I think that we could be inciting our immune system and waking it up and allowing it to identify. I mean, honestly, the mRNA technology is brilliant technology. And the concept behind the vaccine is brilliant. But we didn't test it long enough to see what happened with your immunity. I was vaccinated and I still got COVID. That sucked. Now, in my head, the reason why is the vaccine was an old vaccine, that it was an older version of the virus. So just like with flu, you can't use a three-year-old flu shot for this year's flu season. You have to use an updated one. And I have to admit, knock on wood, I didn't get COVID, this XBB. So maybe the bivalent shot did protect me. But on the flip side, does anything you do artificially to your immunity affect your immunity overall? Now, I think at some level it could, but to argue against it being devil's advocate for those of us that got our MMR vaccines and our polio vaccines and hepatitis and getting our tetanus booster. We still seem to be able to stave off strep throat, still able to survive the flu, survive COVID, survive pneumonia. So a bunch of us have been vaccinated, and knock on wood, we're still doing well. So then what's the answer? It's going to be the same answer I always give you guys. Different strokes are different folks. I think there are some people where that shot is exactly what they need, and it is going to protect them. They won't go to the hospital. They won't die from COVID, and it is exactly what they need. I think there are other people where that vaccine is the death of them. And there are some people that just don't respond, or they go into cardiac arrest or anaphylaxis or get a stroke or get a blood clot. And until we know who is who when it comes to these, you just can't mandate it. You can't treat everybody the same or look at everybody as the exact same molecule or the exact same biology. And I said that from day one. We're going to have some people that will not do well with this vaccine. We'll have some people who die from it. Don't force them to take it because we don't know which one of us. And it was public officials' fault for making people skeptical about the vaccine because they had said, hey, guys, that one in a million chance that you're going to die of COVID is really real. And it could be even more than one in a million. So that could be you. Get the vaccine. But then, when we asked about the one in a million chance of dying from the vaccine or having a side effect of the vaccine, we were told, no, that's not, the risk is negligible. It's too low a risk. You just told us that we have that one in a million chance of dying from COVID. So what is it? We need to get this, everybody needs to get their story straight. So we have a lot of vaccine regret out there. And we're going to be talking about that more. And people are asking, what can I take to get it out of my system? What can I... Listen, we have a bunch of crap that have gotten into our system. I personally like the mRNA vaccine, and I do not regret getting the vaccine. I'm glad I got it because getting COVID kicked my butt, and I am very glad that I have that protection. Will I regret it if I find out that those spike proteins circulate and affect our hearts or affect other body parts? Yeah. But this COVID, I told you, man, this COVID virus, I think, could cause cancer. I think this COVID virus causes strokes. COVID virus causes heart disease. I don't like this sucker. This COVID virus causes people to turn diabetic. This sucks. This COVID virus sucks. I don't want that sucker in me any more than I have to, and I don't want it to consume me. So as we move on all I can say is with all the chemicals in our body, with all the previous vaccines, with all the medications we take, I see what a lot of you guys take. You tell me you don't want the vaccine in your body, but I see all the crap you're taking over the counter. And I see the crap that you eat. You're putting chemicals, you're putting stuff in your body anyway. And if your body is overcoming that, I wouldn't freak out about an mRNA vaccine, to the degree that a lot of people are. But I am expecting the more we question, the more we're going to find out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bring your questions. 1-877-362-3254.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. About 10,000 people who work for Microsoft are about to learn they no longer work for Microsoft, with layoffs affecting about 5% of the company's workforce. Also word that Amazon will begin another round of layoffs starting today. Earlier this month, the CEO said the cuts would affect about 18,000 workers. The anxiety still high around Albuquerque, New Mexico, after the arrest of Solomon Pena, a failed Republican candidate for the state house. He's accused of paying men to shoot into the houses of four Democrats.
I did feel really worried about him because he seemed erratic. He was spreading mistruths about
a local elections official, Adrian Barboa, whose home was shot at. The Midwest is getting slammed by storms. More than half the flights into and out of Denver's airport are canceled today. Nebraska and Iowa getting the biggest blast at this hour. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I cannot stand seeing political violence among Republicans, Democrats, individuals who side with one party or the other because it's a game. These politicians play us. It's a game. Many Republicans and Democrats are friends. They hang out. We're told that the Clintons and the Bushes are best buddies. They're friends. Meanwhile, we have people putting their souls on the line, putting other people's lives on the line, facing jail, facing eternity in hell, over an R or a D. It's ridiculous. So, the latest drama is there's a candidate, a Republican candidate, who has been arrested for allegedly some shootings at the homes and offices of elected Democratic officials in New Mexico. Local and federal authorities in New Mexico have been investigating since last month multiple separate shootings targeting Democratic officials' homes and offices. No one was injured in the attacks, thank God, but three homes were damaged. They arrested Solomon Pena, a Republican candidate who lost two previous state House elections in connection with some of the shootings. It is believed that Pena, they say, is the mastermind behind this. His arrest comes after another suspect was arrested in connection with the six shootings. There were six of them. Police said Pena was not involved or connected with at least two of them. According to Axios, Pena has been accused of conspiring with and paying four other men to shoot at the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislatures, according to Albuquerque Police Department Chief Harold Medina. He said Pena allegedly paid cash to four men to conduct at least two drive-by shootings, according to Deputy Police Commander Kyle Hartsock. Police accused Pena of joining the men during an attack at New Mexico State Senator Linda Lopez's home and said he allegedly attempted to shoot with a weapon that malfunctioned. His arrest warrant alleges that he provided firearms and cash payments and personally participated in at least one of the shootings. It accuses him of intending serious injury or caused death to occupants inside their homes. So apparently he unsuccessfully ran as a candidate for the House District 14 seat in the South Valley against incumbent state representative Miguel Garcia. He lost by 3,600 votes. They say after the election, he showed up at the homes of elected officials with documents that showed he won the race. Bernalillo County Commissioner Adrian Barboa said, Pena came to my house right after the November election. He was sort of erratic in the points he was trying to make about the election and about how many doors he knocked on and how the number of votes didn't match. He was at my door and he was aggressive. He was an election denier. Former County Commissioner Debbie O'Malley recounted a similar experience, saying he was angry about losing the election. So the shooting timeline, I guess it started at Barboa's home December 4th. 7 days later, there were more than a dozen shots fired at O'Malley's home. On January 3rd, eight shots fired at Senator Linda Lopez's home. 2 days later, on January 5th, three shots fired at Senator Mo Maesta's office. This is ridiculous. This is scary. And, you know, we had Las Vegas. Let me see if I have any new updates on that. Sorry about this. It's very hard to talk and type at the same time. But we had something very similar in our neck of the woods where somebody lost an election. It's Robert Tellis. And then stabbed investigative reporter Jeff German because he felt that his articles that investigated his office cost him the election. This is very problematic. And you have some people that thrive on fear. They want to scare others into, don't run, don't, you know, back off. But you have the big psychological push for this, the primer, is the losing and the loss and the wanting revenge. I have never lost an election because I've never been in an election. Now, I had some school offices and I won both of those. But losing, I have lost. Lost in blackjack, played a couple times in my life. I've lost boyfriends who dumped me, right? Yeah, I've lost a watch. When you lose something, you're mad. You should be mad at yourself. And a smart person would say, look, lesson learned. Don't do it again. But when we lose something, some people will take it a different step. And they'll go to revenge. Now, these elections are ugly. And when I see what gets, because I've had friends run for office, and the BS that I see get plastered all over in commercials and radio ads and billboards. It's devastating what some of these candidates have to face and their kids. And so when they lose, you're setting up a situation where, especially if they lost on false pretenses, well, you said that I wanted to ban all abortions all over the place, or I wanted to abort third trimester babies. That wasn't true. So they're like, I would have never wanted to abort a third trimester child, and boom, they lost an election over it, or vice versa. I was never going to ban abortion. They lose an election over it. When somebody loses something from malice, it makes them even more angry. And I'm not saying that's what happened with this idiot, you know, who allegedly, you know, shot at workers. But I think when you run for office, you need to realize that you might be running against somebody that isn't mentally stable. And if you are attacking them every 5 minutes with ads, depending on what you're buying in terms of your ad package, and every day on a billboard, you have no idea if that person, if they lose, is going to want to take revenge. Now, thank God most political candidates who lose don't do that. Now they'll say, well, I'll just run again or what. But, the psychology behind it can really create a murderous person if they already are unstable and have mental illness. And I don't know if we need to do ads better. I don't know if we need to run campaigns better. I think there should be consequences for lying. You know, if somebody said, oh, Dr. Dahlia is running for office, she slept with every man in college. No, I didn't. I was a virgin in college. Let me sue you. If I could sue, if anybody could sue, maybe then they'll think twice about the BS that gets blasted all over. But a public official, Democrat, Republican, Independent, is putting their lives on the line to represent that district. It sucks that they get ugly to get there, and some of them remain ugly while in that office. But some individuals are good people who are just there to serve their constituents. Nobody should have to face bodily harm or their families facing shootings. So I think we really need to rethink how we do politics and how we run for offices. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this little bit of news hit me hard. Party City is filing for bankruptcy. Now, I don't know if you guys live near Party City, but I have used Party City or something similar to that for years, decades, for my kids' parties, graduation. Party City was your go-to. But I noticed I stopped going there. I almost rarely go there now. Excuse me, I think it's going to be there. I always think there's going to be a Party City if I need a balloon, if I need decor, if I just want to walk around a store that makes me happy. There's Party City. Now, I don't know if they're going to just restructure, but when Party City goes under, kind of highlights that we're doing things a little differently these days. So we're being told by CNN Business that they're filing bankruptcy protection after years of losses and weak sales. In a regulatory filing, they reached an agreement with debt holders to cut its $1.7 billion debt load. The company secured $150 million in financing that will allow it to keep its stores open and operations running. But they have Halloween City, so they do have a couple other, I guess, things, but they have 16,000 full and part-time employees, and they are struggling against competition for party goods, decoration, from big box chains and online retailers. And also, we're doing parties differently. So when I was little, I would go to a friend's birthday party, if I was invited. And there would be balloons everywhere and streamers. And the room would be colorful. And it would be at the person's house. So you go to their house. There'd be all these decorations. It'd be a piñata. There'd be pin the tail on the donkey, which I hated. Right, because they would blindfold you, and then you would have something sharp in your hand, and you're going towards another kid's eye, and the mom has to turn you and go to a wall, and you bang the wall, and you're like, I don't know where the hell the donkey is, and I have to sit here and stick it on its butt. I hated pin the tail. I also hated Bobby for apples. I thought that was disgusting. I did not want to follow Billy, who always drooled, and had to stick my mouth on an apple that he stuck his mouth on. So kids' parties changed. And what I noticed a lot of us have done is we might do parties outside. Get the kids out of the house because they make a mess in the house and they break things. Well, now that it's outside, you don't really have a lot of walls. So maybe you get some balloons, things like that. The other thing I'm noticing is decor got expensive. So the last party I did was my son's graduation party. And it was expensive. We rented a suite. Because something he wanted, his friends could party. I didn't have to worry about the house and the animals and the pets and things like that. So we rented a suite. We catered food, bought a bunch of alcohol. There was a DJ, all that. I went to Party City to get stuff for the party. I noticed big, beautiful store, hardly any staff. Now, remember, we've been dealing with a labor shortage. So I walk in, nobody's there to help me. And I grab a couple things. And I'm looking at what I'm about to buy. And for three items, I'm at $100. And I'm thinking to myself, the longer I wait and the longer I wait for somebody to help me at the counter, and this isn't their fault, they're understaffed. I'm going, do I really need this? Do I really need to spend $100? So I put them back and I leave. A lot of times these stores, when they're short-staffed, that impulse buying, that, oh, that looked cute, or I love the way that was displayed, or I love how it was all in the colorful area, you'll buy. You want to make sure that you have a sales associate right there saying, I'll ring it up. Guys, remember how stores used to do that? I'll go in and look at a dress, and all of a sudden there's a woman right behind me saying, oh, that would look good on you. Let me know if you like it. I'll ring it up. Well, I'd like to try it on first. Then she's standing outside my dressing room. And I'm like, I don't want you to see the Spanx or my Hanes her way as I'm taking it off and putting it on. Then I get it on, and then she's like, good, you want me to ring it up? Now, I thought that was to avoid theft, which it probably does. But also, now I'm committed to buying. When you don't have staff in these retail stores, these big, beautiful retail stores, you're going to have second thoughts. So I walked out, and then I bought all my party decorations online. I spent about $100, maybe $150, but I got a hell of a lot more than three things. So, you know, we're starting to be a little smarter with our money. If you're going to spend money, you know, just like with a wedding. I didn't have the money for decor. I didn't even have the money for flowers. I had $2,000 in the bank. That's all I owned, and I was about to get married. Thank God my husband's family helped pay for the wedding, but I didn't want to buy flowers. I didn't even really want to buy food. I'm like, my side of the family just needs a bar. Let's use that money for the bar. So we're looking for venues that are already decorated, so we don't have to buy decorations. Balloons are getting expensive. Balloons pop. The balloons, you know, don't have a long shelf life. People are buying smarter these days. And as I said before, these buildings that have large real estate and need the air conditioning or the heating or the staff, it's not worth it anymore. It's a beautiful store. I feel good going in there. And I hope the store in my neck of the woods can still be around, because I love going in there and looking around and, you know, maybe buying something now and then. But the prices I don't see how any store can keep up. But I have to tell you guys, the pendulum is going to go back, and you're going to want a store like Party City. You're going to want a store that you can walk in and see. I'm telling you, I am buying stuff online. And when I get it, it is like a tenth the size. Because I forget to check the measurements. I bought a whole bunch of Christmas lights on the screen with Amazon. It looked like I was getting a bunch, and they were big. When I got them, the box was just this small. And I'm like, wait a second here. You made it sound like if I buy this, it's going to cover the whole house. And so I think the more people get screwed online, the more they're going to say, I'm going in. Why do you think Home Depot and Lowe's still does well? Because guys are like, I need to see it. I need to feel it. And then I'm going to buy it. They're not like, oh, you know what? Okay, I'm going to trust that drill, or I'm going to trust that screwdriver. No, they want to know what they're getting. And Home Depot and Lowe's is a candy store. We walk in there, it smells good. You could see, you could feel it, touch it, and buy it. And they make it very easy for you to get. The problem is they're also having theft. People are. I had bought a gift certificate, and they asked if I wanted a receipt, and I said yeah, so nobody thinks I stole it. And the person at the counter said, yeah, we've had a bunch of people steal things today. Just today, a bunch of. And I go, what are they stealing? They go in, grab a hammer, and leave. They go in and grab some bolts. So, you know, with crime, with real estate, with lack of staff, you're not going to see these stores. And what's going to stink is we're missing a lot of the shopping experience, and I think we're getting screwed online. And these companies know that. They know that if you see this decor, and they try to show a picture so it looks like it's 6 feet tall, and then you get it, and it's like only, you know, 8 inches. It really is a scam. And I think a store like Party City might come back, you know, and I hope they still stay strong, but we are seeing the beginning of the end of old school style parties, old school style shopping, because people want to price shop. They want cheap. They don't want to spend money on decor. And it's just, things are just too expensive now. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health.
Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.